Sin No More by Kimberla Lawson Roby, narrated by Tracy Lay.
Prologue. 6 months earlier. The phone rang, and when Curtis saw the words Mitchell Memorial on the caller ID screen, his stomach immediately started to churn. He felt a nervousness that he hadn't felt in a very long while, and the fact that his wife Charlotte was sitting right next to him and had clearly seen where the call was coming from wasn't helping. He knew with everything in him that Tabitha was calling to announce the baby's arrival. He answered after the third ring.
Hello?
Baby, I've got the best news, she said, clearly ecstatic. You've got the most beautiful little girl in the whole wide world.
Is she healthy?
Was all Curtis could think to say.
She's wonderful. She's the most precious little thing I've ever seen, and baby, she looks just like you. I mean, she's only been here for less than an hour, but I can already see so many of your features. Baby, she's everything you could possibly ever hope for, and you just have to come see her. You have to come see what a beautiful child you and I have created together.
Curtis was speechless. Literally speechless. Not because he didn't have a ton of questions for Tabitha, because he did. But it was just that Charlotte was now standing across the room, looking as though she was ready to pounce on him at any moment. She was outraged, and he knew he needed to choose his words very carefully and end this conversation with Tabitha as soon as possible. Not to mention, Charlotte would become even more irate.